Maud Charron lifted Canada to a silver medal Thursday in the women's 59-kilogram weightlifting event at the Paris Olympics. The 31-year-old from Rimouski adds a second Olympic medal to her collection. She had previously won gold in Tokyo in 2021 in the 64 kilograms category, which has since been removed from the Olympic program. Charron lifted 106 kilograms in the snatch and 130 kilograms in the clean and jerk for a total of 236 kilograms to win Canada's 20th medal at the Paris Games. China's Luo Shifang, the reigning world champion, won gold with an Olympic record total of 241 kilograms, while Kuo Xingchun of Taiwan, the defending Olympic champion in the category, won the bronze with a total of 235. Charron attempted a final clean and jerk of 132 kilograms, the highest weight she had ever attempted but was unable to complete it. Canada entered the day with 19 medals, 6 gold, 4 silver and 9 bronze. Earlier, Canada qualified for both the men's and women's 4x100-meter relay finals. The men's team of Aaron Brown, Jerome Blake, Brendan Rodney and André de Grasse ran a time of 38.39 seconds to finish third in Heat 2 on Thursday at Stade de France. After failing to qualify for the men's 200-meter final, de Grasse had revealed Wednesday night he was battling a hamstring injury he re-aggravated a few days ago. He had also failed to advance to the 100-meter final on Sunday, his first time missing an Olympic final. Canada took bronze in the men's relay at the Rio Games in 2016 and silver at the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. The women's quarter of Sade McCreath, Jacqueline Madogo, Marie-Eloise Leckler and Audrey Leduc ran a national record of 42.50 seconds to finish fourth in Heat 2 and grab one of two non-automatic qualifier spots. Also advancing to a final in her sport was Sarah Mitten in women's shot put, with a top throw of 19.77 meters on her first attempt. The nearest throw to Mittens was 19.25 by New Zealand's Madison Lee Wesch. The qualifying standard was 19.15 or to be among the 12 top performers for Friday's final. The 28-year-old from Brooklyn, NS, earned silver at the 2023 World Championships and won the world indoor title in March. Mitten has a personal and season best of 20.68 meters from May. "It's going to be a dogfight," she said. "It's going to take 20 meters to earn any medal. I don't know how much over 20 that's going to be, but I know that I'm confident and can do that. There's also quite a few other girls out there who can do the same, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a battle." Mitten looks to become the first Canadian woman to earn an Olympic medal in shot put. Sprint canoeists Sophia Jensen and Katie Vincent advanced to the semifinals in the women's single 200 meters. The two Canadians finished first in their respective heats Thursday morning. The 22-year-old Jensen, from Chelsea, K., clocked in at 46.80 seconds, followed by Spain's Antia Jacome with 47.35. Vincent came in at 47.22, with Spain's Maria Corbera just behind at 47.74. "I was super nervous. I felt like I was going to throw up everywhere, but as soon as the gun went I was like, I could do this, and then it all came together," said Jensen. "It means a lot. I've had a lot of people tell me I can't do this. It feels good to shove it in their face a little bit." Winnipeg's Skylar Park, who lost her taekwondo quarterfinal 2-0 to South Korea's Kim Yoo-jin, is still in contention for a bronze medal. Park needed Kim to advance to the final to enter the repêchage, and Kim delivered by defeating the top-seeded Luo Zhangxi of China. Park will now face Turkey's Hatice Kubra Ilgin in the repêchage, with the winner moving on to the bronze medal bout against Lebanon's Letitia Owen. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 8, 2024. The Canadian Press.